Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another fantastic week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. All right, Annette, we're going to start off this episode like we do each and every week, sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who uses our hashtag STRShareSunday. Of course, STR stands for short-term rental. Metty, who are we sharing this week?
We are going to share at the house on Law Street. Again, that's at the house on Law Street, L-A-W. And first of all, I think it's because we're coming off a holiday weekend, so I just want to go to this house because it's on the beach and you can walk there. And so
I think I'm grasping onto summer.
Yes, I think I was drawn to it because I want to hang on to these, you know, end of summer days. But one of the things that I really noticed that I love is there is... in his hero images on Airbnb, he really highlights his outdoor patio. And I've been starting to see that more and more. And I think I enjoy that. And it's something that probably disrupts the feed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just see so many indoor spaces. It might really help just, again, like I said, disrupt and have eyes drawn to it. It helps because he has a beautiful outdoor area, but something to for you to think about. And if you, Sarah and I talked to our members a ton about this, make sure you're experimenting with those images and see if some, you know, seem to get more activity than others. But something else I noticed on the Instagram account that they're doing, and I almost want to try it to see what happens. They ask for you to, Kevin does, to DM hashtag book direct. And I thought that was really interesting. I don't know exactly what happens when you do that. I want to try that. But I don't know if he doesn't have, like maybe he has a direct booking site and he can do it that way. But I've never seen that before. And it might not just, you know, you might not use that just for book direct. But what other cool things of like, just DM me if you want more information, like asking on your Instagram, like a call to action there.
So it's on his Instagram.
It's on his Instagram. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, that might be risky business.
So if I didn't say that, on his Instagram, it says DM to book direct, hashtag book direct. Yeah. And so I just think it's interesting to use your Instagram bio for a call to action there. So I haven't seen that. So I like that Kevin is doing that. DM to hashtag book direct, or, you know, DM to schedule it, to make a plan, plan your amazing trip.
A lot of influencers
trip.
You see like DM to collab. So this is kind of like a host's way of doing that.
Exactly. That. So I'm going to have to gonna actually hashtag book direct and see what happens. So stay tuned. We'll let you know the next time. But let's get on to our episode.
Yes,
Sarah.
Listeners, today we're going to chat about ways that you can offer up your short-term rental in various philanthropic ways to create a cascade of positive ripple effects within your community, your town, your family, your small business, all the ways. And we are so excited to connect with Chelsea Dunkley. Did I say that right? Chelsea Dunkley.
Yes.
I think I did.
Yes.
It's actually not hard to say, but I am always nervous when it comes to last names.
That's good.
Because Chelsea, you're giving us your time, your expertise, and your journey. And I want to make sure I'm getting your name right. But welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you today.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
A little bit about Chelsea from our perspective, and we'll have Chelsea dive in a bit more. She began her hosting career in 2017 after her and her husband built a vacation home from the ground up just outside of the Seattle area. Hospitality has always been her second nature, and she loves creating incredible guest experiences that have earned her 5-star reviews and allowed her to grow in the industry. After building and remodeling a few more homes in the area, because we all know how addictive it can be.
It's like potato chips.
No, it's not just one. Yeah. She is now offering coasting services for other homeowners, but she's really mastered this whole philanthropic way of coexisting with other businesses and, of course, other community members in her town. So, Chelsea, tell us more about how the heck you got started. I know you started your hosting career in 2017, but that was not the beginning of your career in real estate, correct?
Correct. Yeah. I, right out of college, actually went into commercial property management. So strip malls, office buildings, you know, those kind of properties. And my whole family has been in real estate. My dad, he's also a commercial broker. My husband is a realtor. His dad is a builder. His stepdad's a builder. His uncles are a builder. I mean, it's in our blood.
Yeah.
Going into that side of real estate was kind of an easy transition, kind of not knowing what I really wanted to do. I entered that industry in 2008. So it was a really tough time for a lot of businesses. And I was thrown into the fire and, you know, trying to scramble and help landlords get rents and trying to also be sympathetic with tenants who were struggling during a downturn. I was kind of made fun of a few times for wanting to bring welcome baskets to new office tenants and, you know, going, that's not in the budget for
this
operation.
Do
I'm like, but they're renting from us. They're our customer. And so I think that that side of me was there and I didn't know how to really express it and how to go on from there. It wasn't for another, I think, 8 years later when after a series of different businesses that I worked for, I was actually working for a startup, which was sort of a joke because I'm not very techie, but they wanted somebody with real estate experience. And I kind of worked for them, but the whole division that I was working for ended up failing and they laid us off. And my husband and I, in the meantime, had been flipping houses, you know, as we were living in them. And we have now he's 10-year-old and this house that we're in now is his 9th house, because we're always flipping and moving on. And we were just tired from that. And having this layoff gave me the opportunity to go, okay, I'm just going to make my own schedule. We were buying properties at the auction block and doing it that way for a while with, you know, some investors or getting hard money loans. And that was fun, but it was really challenging to keep up with a lot of other investors who had a lot more money than we did. So in 2017, I was pregnant with my 3rd son and we said, let's just pull the trigger and buy a lot in this area that we love, that we've been visiting forever. And let's build it with the, you know, idea that we'd be renting this for short-term rental. And so it was really fun to be able to build it and go, okay, if you're the adult that's stuck in a bunk room, what do you want?
Right.
An outlet for your phone. Okay, we're going to put those in the walls and make sure it's comfortable. And it's not a huge house, but it sleeps 10. And it's kind of this sweet spot of location meets old charm of the town. And it was just so fun for us to build that and see how successful that was. And it just kept us going and wanting to do more.
Was it your first experience with short-term rentals? The one that you built? Oh, right. So you went straight in. Okay.
it was one of those things I look back on now and I'm like, I didn't know what I was doing, but for some reason I didn't care. That didn't stop us. I think we just had I would go on girl weekends to the same town and rent these huge houses with friends. And I'd go, man, this is a really crappy experience because, you know, they didn't have enough seating for a house that slept 20 mm-hmm. or they didn't have enough forks, things like that, that would really bug me. And I'm like, it's not that hard to just do this and, you know, create a good experience. And so I think I just went with my gut and then I started going, maybe I should get some processes and in place and it all developed. And now I, you know, do a lot of continuing education and listening to podcasts like you guys, and it's so helpful. So.
All right. So in 2017, you build the house. Mm-hmm. And this is, because we do want to get through to the philanthropy part, this home, it's in a vacation community primarily, or?
Yes. Yes and no. Okay. It's an old historic town in the middle of the Cascade Mountains in Cle Elum is the area.
Okay.
The town is really old, really very cool history. It was a mining town. And so we really loved that. That's actually where Diggs came from. Uh-huh. We thought, oh, this is an easy name. And it's great because it's, you know, another name for a house. And so there is like a community, there is a resort community that's located just outside of town where most houses are located. Ours is in town, which is pretty rare just because they put a, you know, moratorium when we were building, actually. It was very stressful. And we were able to get our permits and everything to be licensed. But the town itself, I would say not everybody is really happy about the vacation rental business.
Mm-hmm,
okay. We're really trying hard to turn that around and to set the tone to be different and to be more accepting and to be, you know, just make it a very good relationship with us and them. And this is why, you know, a lot of this philanthropy is important to us.
Cool. And talk us through, so 2017 is when you built this and you started your hosting journey. What's happened between now and then in terms of properties that you're hosting and in charge of and
sure.
this brand that you're creating for yourself?
Sure. So we actually built the same exact house, same floor plan on the same street and had to sell it because we couldn't get a license for that one.
Okay.
Which was okay because it propelled us forward having a little extra cash. And then we got a partner. Actually, all of our partners currently are family members. And we started building another house about 15 minutes away. And they said, yep, we want to join this. We've seen the success. Let's do it. And so that house was up and running 2019, the end of 2019. And then in 2020, we found a property that was already built. That was the sweet little A-frame. That's like our number one house now. And it was such a good deal. And we fully remodeled that. It's been really, really fun. And then we have another one that we are currently converting. It used to be a garage and we're making it into a tiny house. We're doing another one right now that we're hopefully going to get on in 6 weeks. So we've been furnishing that. So that's pre-existing, already built lake access. So we try to find properties that have some sort of unique aspect to them if we can't build them ourselves. And then we just launched our very first out-of-state location in Arizona. So I am learning how to do this remotely, which is I knew it would be a struggle, but it's been good. So
amazing. Okay.
That's
so there's,
where we are.
There's so many venues we can go down, but quickly, are you only managing properties that you are directly involved in, or do you do this? Do you host for others?
Yeah. So we just launched our co-hosting side of the business literally this year, this summer. And so I've got two that are under contract right now that are actively being co-hosted by us. And I have a pipeline of new clients that hopefully by the end of the year, I'm hoping to have total properties 11 or 12.
Wow. Nice. That's huge. So, yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. We're really excited.
So then where along the lines did philanthropy come to be this focus for you and your brand? And maybe before you even dive into that, talk to us about your brand and what is the mission and the vision that you have for it?
Yeah, our brand, I will say that we have a mentality that when we're given something, it's our responsibility to in turn pay it forward and give it back. We feel like we have this place for a reason. We have with the initial house, we have this house for a reason. And if we find friends that need a vacation or somebody who's in a rough spot and just needs something to lift their spirits, then we want to be able and have the ability to provide that for them. And so that's kind of what we've laid our brand foundation on. We just think that it can't always be about your bottom line. And I know you guys talk about that a lot on this show. Just, it's not always about the heads and beds. It's about the spirit behind the company and that it will have indirect benefits to your business.
Absolutely.
In the long run.
Well, you know, we can get behind that. So then, okay. So that's, I love that. And then obviously giving back, being there for your friends, your family, your community is something that your brand is built on. So then how did you take that first step other than answering the need of someone who's vocalizing the need? How are you then making it a part of your, I guess, everyday operations or your seasonal operations? Talk to us about what you guys are doing to give back actively.
Yeah. So, we actually do a couple different routes that we try to tap into. We have to, now we have to be a little bit more selective about this, but we have given to auctions, donated a free stay at auctions for anything that we feel really strongly about. And with our various houses that we have business partners, this is something that we have a conversation with them at the beginning. Just, hey, are you guys comfortable with this? Maybe we select a nonprofit that we both really care about. And we all agree this is something we're going to give every year. How many times are we going to do this? That's something that you can easily work through if you have business partners. Or just, you know, set up in your own, if you don't have business partners, you can set it up in your own calendar that you know, hey, and I look at it like we get an opportunity to do this how many times it makes sense for your business. So that's one way that I think is fairly easy. And it's something too that like, if you want, you can have that be your teacher gift at the end of the year, you know, for your students or for your kids. And that's something that's pretty cool too. But our bigger thing that we're actually embarking on now is what we call our Season to Give with the Diggs. And that's something that evolved actually from Season to Give with Rosalind Diggs to now that we've changed our branding to the Diggs. We changed the name, but actually 3 years ago, we had a friend who I saw him do this in a community page. He's a car detailer. And he was like, nominate your friend to get a free detail. And it was so cool to see how many people jumped on this. It's obviously cool to have the engagement on your social media channel, but to see people so excited to give something that they don't actually have to pay for.
Right.
And so we thought, oh my gosh, this is such a cool idea. We need to do this. And so I think the first one we did was 2018. And we just said, hey, nominate anybody in your life that you think really could use a weekend away. If it's somebody who maybe they've experienced a death in the family, or maybe they're sick, or maybe they have lost their job, or whatever the circumstances are. And so we had this flooding of people messaging us and sending us their nominations. And it was really cool. And we just felt like, oh my gosh, we got to read through these stories, and we didn't share them publicly unless they, you know, gave us authorization to do that. But it's really humbling too, to go, wow, like this is a cool opportunity. And having everybody in your community, whether it's on social media or in your actual neighborhood, be involved, this spirit of generosity comes into play that is intangible. You know, it's magical. So we really loved that. And that's where it started.
And what does that program look like now? How often are you doing the giveaway? And is it bounced around to different properties? Talk to us more about the operational side of getting it off the ground.
Yeah. So the first year was a little clunky, as it always is when you first start something. We were like, okay, this is the holiday season's approaching. Let's do it I think it was the week before, the week after Thanksgiving. And so we said, we're going to set this weekend aside and we're going to blow someone's socks off. And so we got a couple, you know, we got nominations. We went through and selected, and it was just my husband and I selecting based on how hard our heartstrings were being tugged at, you know, the story. And we called them up and we're like, you get to stay. And they were like, we can't make it. And we were like, oh crap. So we had to move on. And I felt so badly. And I'm like, well, that was really dumb of me to not even think that somebody would have that weekend free. So the first year was a little clunky. I think we actually went down the list like 4 or 5 different people.
Okay.
But you know, at the same time, they were like, who nominated me? And if it was anonymous, yeah, we'd, you know, we let it be. But if not, they were just really touched that they were nominated and that it was something somebody wanted to do for them. And so the next year we said, okay, let's like make it a couple different weekends that are available. And then last year, finally, we got our stuff together and we said, let's just have someone win and they can select which weekend they want. And they are given the chance to select between any of our houses that are local. Nice. So I, this year it might look a little differently depending on how many of our houses we want to offer up for this and how our business partners, you know, want to work it. We're still kind of going through that. But the coolest thing that we offered the second year and then last year was so much better is all of the local businesses that we know really well and have done business with and have sent our guests to, we asked them to join in on this. And it was so fun because, you know, normally we have a welcome basket and it's got a bottle of wine and we always have these cool branded hats that we make, you know, in their welcome book and everything. And so this time for this giveaway, we asked our local businesses to contribute something to the gift basket. And so the first time we did that, it was like, I don't know, probably 8 to 10 different other items that were a bottle of wine or a gift card, other branded materials, you know, snacks, games, things like that. Last year we had like, it wasn't a basket anymore. It was like a table of stuff that these people got. And we actually had done a fun collaboration with a local mixologist that we know who kind of helped lead us up to this. And it was building momentum for the giveaway. And then another drinkware, barware company. And so they gave barware. We had like a whole cocktail mixer thing. And I mean, it was just so cool. We loved it.
And so. I like that because it's okay to talk about this, that there is like, there's this secondary part of marketing that's happening in through the generosity of like, you're able, what a great way, listeners, if you haven't been able to connect with any of your local businesses yet, what a great way to introduce yourself and get the relationship going by asking if they want to be a part of this and letting them know that you invite, you know, you show them your welcome book and like, hey, we recommend your coffee shop. We recommend your pizza place. We recommend your, you know, bar and restaurant. And what a way to like connect with them that is genuine. And is, you know, it's an ask, but it's an ask in a philanthropic way, which is super genuine. And then also, what a great way to get your short-term rental out to some people that may not know about it is like, you know, it's friends and family of, they might follow you on social media or know of your space, but their friends, family, you know, work colleagues might not. So I just see that there's like this really great way to actually, there's like this marketing taking place, but in a super genuine way that feels like not marketing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the unmarketing. Yeah. So, but let's be real.
Sort of the adverse,
But I'm sure you get people that like, maybe they've stayed and they, you know, from the giveaway and they love it and they actually want to come back and pay to stay, you know.
Totally.
So, Sarah and I are like sitting here, I'm sure with so many ideas going back and forth. So I do want to go back so the listeners know. So it sounds like this time though, you let them choose the date or on your open calendar, something like that. So before you'd kind of constrained it and said it's this weekend and that didn't fly. Okay. That's a great lesson for all of us to learn of like, hey, they get to like choose the, and it could even be during the week or in the weekend. Is it a 2-night stay that you give away or what?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We've done a 2-night stay and, you know, of course you can't be blind to your business side. Of course, you know, saying, you know, we can't do Labor Day weekend, or right. we can't do Memorial Day or right. Christmas. Right. And, you know, and people are so understanding.
Sure.
You know, because you have to be able to support this by actually making
money.
So you
can keep doing it.
Yeah. Profit. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. No, for sure. The non-peak. The blackout dates.
Well, it's funny blackout. Too because
I hate blackout dates.
I know, but every company does it.
How do you feel about that was talking about the unmarketing side of it, but like the recognition that you get just by sharing the leading up to selecting a family or a group of people. But also, the something else I love about marketing it is that it can inspire others, just like you are inspired by the car detailer. To pay it forward, to do something in there, to remind people, like, let's pause and remember that we've got something good going on here and we can pay it forward as small business owners. So while, yes, I understand, there are some people who are saying, you know, I don't want to gloat that we're doing this awesome thing and look how awesome I am. It's less of that, much, much less of that, and more of, right, but you could, yeah, I'm sure you are inspiring other businesses and other people to pay yeah. for.
Hopefully inspiring.
I mean,
listeners.
I hope so. Yeah. I think, you know, generosity is, it's infectious.
Yes.
And seeing somebody do something that's really, really easy to facilitate. Mm-hmm. It's not really, I mean, other than arranging your gift basket, which you don't even really have to do. I just think it's a really cool way to engage your community. It's really easy. It just is down to blocking your calendar. Mm-hmm. And obviously having the free dates, which again, if you want to make it a weekday or whatever, that's fine. People will see that and they'll see that we're in this not to be, you know, the bachelorette house of the neighborhood and that we actually have, you know, we actually want to engage our community too. And especially with the engaging with business owners, we're sort of earning our seat at the table here mm-hmm. to be a legitimate business in these towns, especially towns like ours, where we've not been the most welcomed of businesses. And even though we pay the same licensing fees and we contribute to the economy, it's still, for some reason, it's tricky. And I get it, but we're really trying to change that dynamic.
Yeah,
so
you and us too. Let's do it.
That's, I know. I love that.
That's what gets Annette and me up every morning is to change that that mindset that these are just party houses, you know, stepping up to the plate in each of our communities. And really we are responsible. We're doing this to bring amazing humans into our community. So what ways has your community responded other than the businesses that you get involved in the gift basket or the gift table, but how are your neighbors responding? Are you seeing the ripple effect, as you said, of
yeah.
your neighbors being more welcoming to your small business?
Oh yeah. I mean, our neighbors are, all of our direct neighbors have absolutely everything great to say about our operation. And they know that we're responsible, that we have just as much interest of keeping our house neat and tidy as they do in the community, quiet and safe. But we've actually started to see, you know, I always join Facebook groups of the areas where our houses are located because I need to know what's going on and what's being said and community events. There's so many reasons to join a local Facebook group. And we've seen the comments before in the past about, oh, another vacation rental in our neighborhood. Great. And one particular memory I have is a local gal who I had spoken with just a week prior. I saw her at a wine bar and we recognized each other from online, and she came to our defense and she's kind of a bigger leader in the community. And she said, listen, this business is actually providing so many benefits for our town. And she really, because somebody had made a snide comment and it was really cool. And I know, and she messaged me privately and said, I love what you guys are doing. I love how you're giving away stuff. And I think there's an opportunity there to start engaging more and offering maybe discounts for locals if they have family coming in. And we've totally done that before. I don't think we've necessarily put it out there, but when we're asked, you know, they love that. They love the engagement. And so that's a one example of how we've seen people respond.
And listeners, I like what Chelsea just said about that, of if you do have, maybe it's your super direct neighbors or, you know, businesses, when you are, you know, approaching the businesses, if you're doing this like giveaway gift basket, is letting them know, hey, let me know if you have friends or family coming into town. I'm more than happy to give you that friends and family discount to them. And so
yep.
that's another way that you can, you do, we, we have so much to offer. We are small businesses. And so I want to just remind everybody that just because you don't have a physical product, you know, like that can be exchanged,
right,
you have a tangible product, which is that night stay. And, you know, maybe your giveaway isn't a whole entire weekend. Maybe it's a business meeting, or, you know, maybe it's something at the school they can, like the leadership could have an offsite at your place. Or maybe, I know a lot of people do those like holiday and non-holiday family photo shoots. And we have a listener, she opens up her front porch because she has a very like amazing front porch and families do photos there. So that's another thing too, of like, you could do this giveaway, maybe partner with a photographer. It doesn't have to be these weekend long or even nightly stays, but you still have some of those during the day times that could, you know, you could offer up and, you know, maybe connect with a mom's group. I don't know. There's so many different ways once you start thinking about it of what are some of these days or nights that are vacant that you could just offer up to, maybe it's the, you know, Better Business Bureau in your town or, you know, city council, however you can get involved. There's multiple ways to take Chelsea's leadership and craft it to what might work for your space.
Yeah, I think we've definitely seen that. And it's just so much fun to see, you know, like you're saying, this photo shoot, where that's something that normally I don't think any guest coming to one of our houses would ever interact with a photographer. Mm-hmm. But if it's something that you're offering and you're in this welcome basket as, hey, not only do you get this free stay, but your Christmas cards are going to be taken care of because we've got a photographer who's going to come do an on-site mini session with you guys or something like that. Ways to, you know, be creative. And I think once you open those floodgates, it just all, many ideas just start pouring in and other people want to come and brainstorm with you. And you know, it's, again, it's infectious.
That's one of those cool things too. Like, let's say you do connect with a photographer or maybe it's a masseuse and they come in, like all of a sudden you're like, wait, they're like, wait, I've never thought about, I could shoot here all the time. I could have people, you know, book stays with you so I could come and do, you know, have my photography session here or whatnot. So it really is a great way to just introduce yourself to your entire community, whoever those vendors and or businesses are there.
I have a potentially unpopular question,
okay,
which is, let's, you know, we want to give back. We want to be part of the community. We want to help someone in need. But at the end of the day, liability still exists. Mm-hmm. So Chelsea, are there steps that you're taking when you're choosing the people that are going to be staying in your space, not the choosing process, but then also making sure that your property is going to be protected and respected and rules will be met and all that kind of good stuff that just comes with having humans in your
home
that you may not know.
I know. And there's accidents, that kind of stuff happens. Yes, actually we haven't done this in the past, but it was something that we were like, we need to implement this in the future. And so it actually ties in with how our business model is leading right now. We're heading towards that direct book avenue. Mm-hmm. And so I actually have an attorney right now drawing up a rental contract that will be, anytime it's off of any of the OTAs, we're going to have people sign. So it would be the same thing. We'll have someone sign just an agreement knowing that, hey, you're not paying anything, but these are the house rules and these are, you still have to, like you said, you still have to protect yourself and your community.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So
no,
absolutely. Yeah. Good question, Sarah.
Yeah. Well,
question.
You know me, I'm always, always thinking about liability.
No, you have to.
I want to highlight, in case you didn't listen to one of, I can't remember if it was exactly what episode, but we did highlight Chelsea and her company in our STR share because we get a lot of questions, especially in our membership, about people asking with their Instagram handle, if you have more than one property, how do we do this? So I'm going to take a few minutes just to talk about this because please go visit Chelsea on Instagram and we'll have the link to the digs in our show notes, but she's done a really good job. And she talked to us about this a little bit about taking it from one property into multiple properties because everybody's like, wait, do I have to have an Instagram handle for every single house? Can you just educate, you know, let us know how you did that. Because I think you crushed it when you
Oh, thank you. That. Well, that was a learning opportunity. That whole, Instagram marketing has been such a, like, I look back, I'm like, oh, I was a toddler posting these things, you know, in the beginning and having graphics that I made that were silly and generic. So we started, like I said earlier, we started with Roslyn Diggs. That was our first house that we built. And it was intentionally named as a play on words for this mining community. And it kind of helped that we were in the same community, but it was just this organic thing. Our second house we put online is in a neighborhood called Sun Country Golf Community. And we thought, well, Sun Country Digs, that's a no-brainer. And then the next house we put on is on a street called Moonshine, and that's just cool. And so we were like, well, this is a no-brainer. And now it's really funny because anytime we're looking at property, I mean, my husband's like, okay, what's going to be our, you know, what's going to be our cap rate and how are we going to make this work on investment? And I'm thinking, what are we going to name it? You know, there's.
Yeah. Your like, keys, oh, keys financial, your marketing. Yeah, so that's, totally. You need both, honestly.
You do. Yeah. I'm not good at that side. So, so our naming conventions came into play off of our Diggs Co. And I was a little nervous to make that switch over because I had built this brand, this Roslyn Diggs I just made the switch this year. So it was, you know, almost 4.5 years, I think, of building my brand and hashtagging the crap out of it and doing all these things. And then I'm like, all right, I got to do this because it doesn't make sense to operate
you
anything
pivoted.
Under this mm-hmm. one. Yeah. So we picked something that we thought would be, short enough and easy enough to remember, and Diggs Co. And I left it sort of arbitrary with Co. because I don't know if I want to be a company or a collection or a collective and
yeah.
Co-hosting. I mean, there's
collab, yeah, so,
all the co's.
Yeah. So like we did it. We had, we have this awesome guy who does all of our graphics, our logos. And he came up with an awesome logo. And I think that those are the things you have to invest in. Right. And so if you have the good marketing assets, it's easier to sort of be able to justify a switch like that.
Right.
So we went with it, and all of our branded material, I love branding and I love swag. So I'm like, that's more branding I get to do every time we have a new place or if we, you know, do something new. So.
And do you feel like you have an identity crisis, or do you feel that you can totally harness having one umbrella brand and then all of these subset brands that you're trying to push for? Because all these houses have their own personality. You know, we're not Holiday Inn Express. We're not the Hilton, right? We are this umbrella situation. Then, of course, each house speaks for itself. So tell us how you've navigated that.
Yeah, I think in my head, it made so much sense to just go, I'm moving Diggs Co. up here, and then all of my sub digs are down here. And then I've got this other arm that's co-hosting, that's Diggs Co. I think I had to explain it to a few people more times than I cared to.
Okay.
I thought, okay, I'm not explaining this very well. And I think I had to really think about my wording, especially on my splash pages or my, you know, website initial homepage. And even my Instagram bio, you know, you kind of have to think about the wording, and I change it all the time because I'll think of something in the middle of the night that sounds even better. I'm like, oh, I've got to change it. To your question, branding or identity crisis, no. For me, it made so much sense. It was the only way I could see myself propelling this forward. Mm-hmm. I think if you really hone in, and this is where, again, having someone that could really make me a logo that gives spirit to the house that I'm trying to have the sub-identity for is key. And I've got this guy, and I literally hop on the phone. I'm like, I just word vomit everything onto him. And he goes, okay, I think I understand it. And he'll take it and run. Okay. So like this tiny house that I actually had our guests name the house for us because I was really stuck. It was like the one time I couldn't think of a name. So I put it out. My followers. I put it out on social media, and they voted and named for Shindigs. And it's so like
so
perfect
yeah.
for what this house is going to be, because it's going to be super funky, and we have like pop art tile that's Ooh. Coming up in the bathroom and all these weird kind of things you could never do in your own primary residence. And this logo, you know, contact of ours, he came up with something fun and playful that really just gives the house the spirit. And I think once you get your, you know, the tone of your brand, you can really double down on how you're furnishing it and how you're you know, interacting with your guests and the experience that they get to have. So
as you build out your co-hosting section, is it going to be a department? Is it going to be important and imperative that your owners participate in the philanthropic side of your brand and your mission?
I'm not going to ask them to have the same convictions that I do as far as offering a home that they're looking at as an investment. Mm-hmm. I would certainly encourage them to consider it just because I think it's good business. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessarily something that it's not imperative to me doing business with them. I will say with that in mind, I am being fairly picky about who, and you guys have really helped set the tone for this, on who I'm taking on as a client. I don't want to, you know, have somebody that I'm working for who we don't align on our business operations. Mm-hmm. I think that the clients I'm working for right now and the ones I'm talking to, I think all of them would gladly hop on board. And I think that just, when you get a good relationship with your client like that, all those things will fall into place.
Sure.
But it's not a requirement by any means.
No, I think that was, I like how you stated that, that they're not required to have the same convictions, but you feel like they'll just be in alignment and lead, like they'll see you're leading by example and like, hey, I actually want to be a part of that.
Well, and you're probably experiencing this too, Chelsea, with if, you know, have they, did you connect them because they found you or knew of you from either your giveaways in the community or online on your social media accounts?
Yeah, most of them either have been referrals with other local businesses, mm-hmm. Or they found me on that Levi Kelly just came and did some awesome videos of our houses,
yay,
and they found us on there. So yeah, and they're seeing us, and there's other vacation rental full blown property management, because I'm not licensed to do that yet, so I'm really clear about what my limitations are, mm-hmm. And they could go with them, but they're choosing us because. Mm-hmm. They're seeing that we're different and that we're boutique and that we have a different passion towards guests than bottom lines.
Yes.
So yeah.
Which is another positive from number one, showing up online, having a clear brand. And of course your philanthropic endeavors are just going to attract, for the most part, you'll still have to be really selective of who you attract, who you decide to do business with, but it's going to help immensely. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. attract those people who get you. They want to be a part of what you're doing. They want to be part of your story. So that's a great side effect.
Yeah. And listeners, if you're out there and you do something like this, please Instagram DM us or email us and let us know, because we'd love to hear what others are doing in this space, in the give back. We can Chelsea shared with us today, but we would love to share what other ideas are out there. And again, you know, Sarah and I's mission is to up-level what it means to be a host. And if you're doing these things, let us share them with all of our listeners, because I'm hoping that Chelsea's inspired someone today. And if she has inspired you, also reach out to us and let us know about your giveaways, because we'd like to share that too. But make us aware, let us know, because the more you let us know what you're doing, we can share that with other hosts and what's worked really well or what didn't work well, and just help us move that mission along. Long for sure.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, that's the whole reason why I think it was great to have this conversation too, because I mean, I've learned so much from other hosts, and there's never an end to learning and never an end to, you know, this is my business. I'm done. I'm not, you know, evolving anymore. That's never going to happen. And
right.
It's so much more fun to collaborate and to share best practices. And I mean, again, like we talked about earlier, I'm not up here and I'm not doing this in the communities to get accolades and pats on the back. I'm really doing this so that we can, especially now, get community engagement when things are divisive and in the real world.
Yeah.
This is a little bubble that we can bring light and hope and joy to society and to our communities.
Yeah.
Shout out to that car detailer.
Yeah.
I like that. That's the other reason you do cool. You just do what's like laid on your heart. You never know how it's good. Like, you think that car detailer ever thought that you would do something and now you'd be on our show, hopefully inspiring others.
I know.
So kudos to whoever that
I'll
was.
I'll have to send that.
Yeah, you'll
to
have
him.
To let him know that he's really inspired, hopefully a lot of people
to
do the giveaway.
Yeah, it's that domino effect.
Yeah.
And listeners too, it's really just telling someone or sharing it somewhere. You don't have to necessarily do all the social media things or all the fancy things. You know, truly just telling your friends and family and starting small is a great, great place to start. And who knows, it'll might lead you somewhere bigger, or it might just keep you small and humble and just enough to make you feel like you're doing your part. Chelsea, anything else you want to share with our listeners before we say goodbye for today?
No, I think give something I've learned this last year, especially and in pivoting in my business, is give yourself grace and know that you can have expertise in an area, but none of us are full experts. And everybody in this community, short-term rental hosts, are it's so special. People are so great and always willing to share. And I've been that person reaching out to people going, how do you do this? How do you, you know, and I'm getting that now and I'm going, I don't know, let's learn together. And I think I would say, give yourself the grace that you're not going to execute everything perfectly and it's okay. And especially even with guests, if you just have that up, if you have a whoops and you have an upfront attitude about, I'm so sorry this happened, or if with a client, I've learned from this mistake and we're moving on. People respect that. They know you're a human. And if you humanize them, they'll do the same.
Yeah. Awesome. And truly, even if, let's say you're met with a little bit of maybe them not understanding because it's happened. I always try to keep it real.
It'll happen.
It is just reminding yourself that you are coming from a place of goodness and honesty and the only place you can come from, right? Like something happened, it's out of your control, whatever, you're human and you're moving forward the best way you know how. Take it there too if you need to, because it's you know, it's tough sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true.
Well, thank you for sharing this message today. And thank you for all that you're doing for the hosting community. We cannot wait to see the heights that you take your business out. You're moving. I mean, you're in the Washington area, right?
Yeah.
And all the way down to Arizona. I mean, yeah, you're just doing your thing and we just can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh. I love your show. I'm so happy to be part of it.
Oh, awesome. No problem.
All right, listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in for another great week. I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.